Yes, Roy Howard, you left a note on my car yesterday. My cell phone is 516. Please give me a call when you can.
Hello?
Hello, Howard?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Hey, Roy. How you doing?
Oh, not bad.
What did you hit? The back of my car? The bumper?
Kind of the side. Like, your car alarm was going off, and I thought you were honking at me.
Are you sure? Because I don't know. I got in my car. I have to look more closely, I guess, to see the damage. Last night it was dark out, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought.
Which side did you hit? Because the car where was the car parked? In the train station or the gym lot?
Oh, I was at the gym.
You were at the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense then. Yeah. Okay. Let me look at it. And was there a lot of damage? Because I didn't really see much.
Oh, not a whole lot. I kicked it like really hard because, like, it was honking at me, and I thought it was you in the car, like, just honking at me, being an asshole, and I'm just like, hey, fuck you, and just kicked the side of the car. And then it turns out it was just the car alarm, though.
Alright, well, which side was it? The passenger side?
I think it would be the driver's side.
Oh, the driver. Alrighty, well, listen, it's really honest of you, saying so, but, you know, that's a little bit angry at you to kick the car, man. You'll break your foot or break your hand. Can't be so angry.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I thought you were honking at me. I thought you had a problem. I was about ready to pull you out of the car.
I'm just saying in general, it would be a way to handle something. Someone else being an asshole doesn't gotta.
Yes, I would.
I appreciate you being kind enough to leave the note. I'm actually getting off the train. I'm going to look at the car, and I guess I'll have to call you back and see how bad it is, man. Do you have insurance, or how do you want to handle it? Yeah? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but, if you'd really been in the car honking at me, I would have yanked you out of the car and just beat your fucking head in. I would have punched your head off.
Listen, man, I'm a passenger, so all I'm trying to say is.
Well, why are you honking at me, then?
What's that?
Why were you honking at me?
I'm not honking at you. I didn't do anything to you. You punched my car.
Yeah. Well, no, I kicked it.
I don't know.
I kicked the shit out of it.
You kicked it. Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you live, man? Where do you live?
I'm right here in town.
In Merrick? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do with it? Fixing a door or a car, I don't have much to be. It could be $500, it could be $1,000. I have to look at the car first, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Just look at it, and I don't know. I can give you my insurance information if you think it's... But it may have just popped right back out.
Does insurance cover it? I want fixing the car rather than not hit by
Can you speak the fuck up? I can barely hear you.
Hang on. What I'm saying is, does insurance cover someone kicking their car when you didn't hit me with a car? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, really. Yeah. But, the part I kicked just popped right back out, like cars do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to find out. I'll give you the call back. But, again, thank you very much for being honest about it.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Yeah,
okay.
No problem at all.
Okay.
You should fix your goddamn car alarm. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, my son was driving it, and I don't know what happened. Like, maybe the car alarm just—we didn't set it, or it went off. I have no clue what happened.
Yeah, I think your son's an idiot. Then he doesn't know how to set the alarm when he gets out.
Yeah, well, maybe he is. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I will.
Fuck your son.
Back to you. Okay?
Fuck that
thank
asshole.
Very much.
All right, thank you. Bye.